It was a bit strange thinking we got ourselves into a state, I suppose, with me and Das, where we felt like the run chase was under control, but I suppose being an extremely low wicket and tough work and one or two mishaps can change a game pretty quickly, and we saw that. And it was, I suppose, the emotion of going, I can't believe we've almost stuffed this up, and then obviously the AB medalist comes out and does his thing, and it's pretty exciting in the end.
And what about yourself?
Don't go back after seeing a bunch of balls keep low is probably my first thought, and just trying to get forward, stay as low as I could, and try and cover my stumps, and first thought was just hit the ball and try and stop it, and I think I played missed three times in the first four or five balls, and it took a bit of getting used to, but once you sort of got yourself in, and I think Boomer and Cronulla Pandya were two toughest probably guys to face on that wicket, the way they were able to extract the lower sort of bounce, they hit attack the stumps, they didn't give you much width to work with, so it was hard work, and I suppose the other guys with a bit of extra topspin or Yadav hitting the wicket a bit harder, we were able to sort of score a bit freer off those guys. I did mention it to Finchie. I said, if anyone could go out there, face their first ball in the last over and get us 14, it's probably Pat Cummins. He can do anything. And he does it quite regularly. I think remembering UAE a few years ago, I think he came out and hit his first ball for six, and then we only needed one to win, and he hit it straight up in the air. And he got the job done tonight, but that was... For him to keep a cool head, hit a gap on the offside, and against a guy who hit three out of six Yorkers, is just real good batting, and Jai Richardson as well at the end. That was really good from a young player to do that, and I'm sure he would have loved the opportunity to bat with Pat as well at the end, and you'd see their little cuddle at the end. It was beautiful. Yeah, he was brilliant. It was probably a wicket that suited him. He could bash a length, and it wasn't there wasn't, I suppose, a searing pace and bounce of Perth Stadium. It was keeping low, and he was straight as well. It made it really hard for them to create angles, and he's always at you as well, Coults. And you throw in the fact that he's a decent low order player and a gun fielder. He's a pretty good package, and. He was brilliant tonight with the ball for us, and just created someone that we could always back when we went to him, and probably a different role for him as well tonight. Normally he's open the bowling and came on at a different time and was able to do that role really well. It was probably fair enough. I think with the way the wicket was. And being difficult to score for any batter, let alone a guy who's not known for his power hitting in Chahal. And I knew I'd get some laughs from this side. MS is obviously a world-class finisher, and even he was finding it hard to hit the middle of the bat. So I think it was right of him to sort of to try and farm the strike, and. He hit a six in the last over, and was, I think that's a sign that he only hit one six, and I think they only got seven runs off the over, which shows how difficult it is, because if you hold an MS to one boundary in the last few overs, it's a pretty good effort, and also a sign of the conditions, I reckon, as well.
Unit decided to change about how you guys went through that
I think it was probably more just not giving any width. I think as soon as you give width to any team, they can hurt you. And once we went straight and once the power play was done, just the opposition, I suppose India trying to create, having to create the width. And we saw Virat come down the wicket trying to create something off Zampa, who's known for his accuracy, known for hitting the stumps a lot. And we created them taking, India taking a risk instead of us trying something. So I think it was just about us being patient for a little bit longer, I suppose, with the ball. And and even KL Rahul's dismissal, I think that was a really good sign. We'd probed away as well. He hadn't really got away to an extent where he'd taken the game away from us, and then he tries to go over the mid-off that was inside the circle, and we're able to create that wicket. And I suppose India wouldn't have known what was a par score on that wicket, and we certainly didn't know either. And only once that we'd batted on it, we realised how difficult it was. And but yeah, it was a great game of cricket.
I
suppose after the first ball I faced, I realised I had to probably be a little bit lower, and especially from batting in Australia, this whole Big Bash, it's probably been the opposite. I've been trying to be taller and stand tall at the crease and be still, and probably wasn't that type of pitch today. And I found the over off Umesh Yadav got me going. I was able to sort of stand reasonably still until he was about to let go of the ball and clear my arms. It wasn't that sort of wicket where I could stand still and hit him off a length. It was just creating a swinging arc that I could be confident in, that I could just clear the infield and give our innings a little kick start. I suppose it'll just come down opportunity, I suppose. If I have no idea if I'm going to be in that World Cup squad and what number I'm going to bat. So I suppose it just comes down to opportunity. And if I can keep, I suppose, making the most of opportunities like tonight, and it would have been nice to finish it off, but I chose that Chahal was my time to go tonight, and I still back that as the right decision. Found Krunal and Bumrah were very hard to get away, and we decided that the two leggies were our two best options to score off. So if I can turn those sorts of innings into not out 75-ish and be able to be consistent that way, I think I can probably go a long way to penciling my name in for the World Cup squad and hopefully continue to do that job for the rest of this year.